Hey there, welcome to the Spooky Chris Podcast. I am Chris Ringler, your toast, with the least, probably. So this is episode 9, I think. I thought this time I'd kind of talk about my weird little experiences making movies, which I say weird in that, you know, when I never anticipated making movies. When I was a kid, when I was 18, me and some friends, primarily one ex-friend of mine, made movies, and we'd improv them. Pretty much everything we made, we were heavily influenced by Martin Scorsese movies, and we wanted to do these weird little crime thrillers, and it was the most ridiculous stuff. We made kind of a trilogy, which I don't know if I still have anywhere, called the Travolta trilogy. We did other short ones. We did some on his, he had a PXL 2000, I think, which is, for, I'm sure most folks don't know what that is. Fisher-Price released this, and it was like, I mean, honestly, I truly mean this. I don't mean this as hyperbole. Like, it was revolutionary in what it was. It was a video camera where you filmed on blank music cassette tapes. I don't think it had like immediate audio. Like he put music to it somehow. But like it, I don't remember it having audio. But it was black and white. You could only make like 5 minutes on a tape. But I mean, it was incredible what you could do back then. And there's some kind of a boutique movement now where people still fool with them. But it was pretty great. And we made one movie where it had a script, and you know, I've always thought about re-editing it because it's a fun movie. He did a great, he wrote it and filmed it, and he did a great job. My acting is pathetic. Everybody else is pretty decent. I'm horrible. I have a terrible memory. I couldn't remember my lines, so I did the best I could, and I just, you know, I wasn't good. It's funny because one of my friends I have to this day, that was, you know, she and I met on that, trying to make that, and she hated me because she memorized the whole script, everybody's line, and I couldn't remember anything, and she really resented that I couldn't remember anything. So it's just kind of funny in retrospect. So I've known lots of filmmakers over the years. I've never really done anything again. So a couple years ago, 3 years ago now, maybe, some friends and I, they do another podcast, we had the you know, we had been talking, and we had the idea that we would do an anthology film together. So each of the three of us would do a short film, and we'd put it all together and make an anthology. And I wrote my treatment, and then I wrote the overarching story for the film, kind of like to tie it all together, kind of the wraparound. And, you know, we were going to go do everything. So one of the guys went and did his, and I'm in his briefly, and I'm terrible. And then our second friend was, you know, he still hasn't gotten a chance to do his for various reasons. And then, you know, I was ready to roll with mine. So I got a camera kit online, and, you know, had the camera and the bag and batteries and a light and lenses and all this stuff, and it was, you know, a decent price. Nothing crazy, you know, high end, but I didn't need it to be. I think a lot of people get caught up in that, and unless you're doing it professionally, and personally, unless you're going to be a professional filmmaker, I mean, I would start out with low end. Because it's all, you know, all that stuff, if you get it from a good company, like mine's, I think, a Canon, it's going to be fine. Like, I just personally wouldn't fool with spending a ton of money until you know, what you're doing, how you want to do it, and, you know, outgrow what you can do. There's tons that you can do with, you know, basic stuff. It's if you have a story, if you know how to shoot, that's the main stuff. Then it starts getting down to acting and, you know, this and that, the technical side, you know. But once you kind of get to that point, then, you know, I start putting the money into it. But I just, again, it's one of those things, like, where it doesn't make sense to buy $1,000 camera, if you just decided, like, I want to get more serious about photography. I want to be a photographer. I want to do this. Awesome. That's absolutely awesome. But you can start with your camera phone. You can start with this, like, an over-the-counter, like, kind of simple camera. And then as you outgrow that and as you get better with this, the tools that are available, to me, that's when you start, like, oh, cool, I need to upgrade to a, you know, whatever. And then you start kind of chasing that dragon. But I just, to me, you know, and again, who am I? But I just, I feel like the smartest thing is to just kind of work within your means until you outgrow them. So I wrote my treatment. I kind of wrote my script. I don't know how to write scripts. I just kind of did the best I could, and, you know, made it what it was. And with casting, I didn't know what to do. I don't have any money. This was just kind of a fun project. And I needed kids more than anything. And, I mean, it's weird. It's weird enough trying to make a movie and you don't have any, you know, I've never made a movie really by myself. I didn't know what to do. I luckily have friends who have kids. I have friends who know friends. I have friends who have friends. Oh, that's handy. But I have, you know, I had a kind of support system. And again, that's a huge part of filmmaking, is you want to lean on your support system. You don't want to take advantage of them, because these are your friends and colleagues and you know, but you want to ask their help, their advice, their, you know, their expertise. I know a lot of filmmakers. I wanted to keep this, we were trying to keep it quiet because we wanted to just kind of pop the anthology out and just kind of surprise everybody. That was the whole fun of it. So I kind of tried to keep things on the DL, on the down low, if you will. But, you know, it didn't work out that way. Because I, you know, bit by bit, like, when I needed more things, I needed location, I needed people, like, to be in it. You know, there's, you have to, you know, you have to kind of start reaching out, because unless you're going to do this by yourself or with, like, you know, a significant other or someone that, you know, you can trust, it's kind of hard to do it all. But though, heaven knows I tried. So my film is kind of a, it's a weird, it's, and I don't make things easy on myself, it's a weird story structure in that it's a story within a story within a story. So I needed, you know, I cast my friend's kids, and then, like, a friend's daughter, and then, you know, the father of those kids. And I was going to be kind of the villainous character in it. So we got together, we did a read-through early in the year, and I filmed it, and it went well. As things went along, like, you know, you have to be, you have to understand that, that there is no, whatever your perfect vision of it isn't, it doesn't exist. The perfect vision changes from moment to moment. It changes with what's available. So when someone drops out, when someone isn't available, when someone, you know, can't finish filming, you have to change with it. So the script changed as, like, I lost some, like, I filmed, I found a location. It was a church that my friend's family goes to, and they had some woods, and we filmed a bunch there and then realized that the ambient noise from the highway was too loud. We filmed another place and filmed most of it. I mean, we filmed like 3/4 of the movie, and a couple people dropped out and couldn't track them down. I swapped out my friend's daughter because of her availability. I rewrote the script and changed it a lot. I cast a couple kids that were friends of a friend and a young woman that was friends of a friend. They were all theater people, and I cast them. So I shot the main part kind of in these woods that a friend's family owned. I shot the second part in some woods by my house. Again, ambient sounds a pain, but, like, I kind of needed a location that I could control, and I just didn't want to put it out there what I was looking for. Shame on me, I guess. I shot the secondary stuff, the second scene stuff, and then shot the third scene stuff, like basically when I could get people together, I, you know, did the best I could. The scenes look great. It's just, I mean, again, you have to kind of roll with it, and you have to, I learned a lot on that film. I mean, which is, you know, learning is the whole, you know, thing of it is to keep learning. And I learned a lot. And, you know, one of the things I learned is the sound thing is, and I wish I would have brought headphones to kind of be able to check what it was, but it was, it's, I kind of, again, like I kind of had to go with what I had available. You know, there's certain things you can't do all the time, you know, even if you want to. You know, your, like I say, your ideal vision doesn't exist. Your perfect vision of it doesn't exist. So you do the best you can. And, you know, the kids were great. Everybody, even, you know, the kids that don't act generally, they would act in the, you know, the ones that are the kids of my, you know, the children of my friend, like they act, in his films. But, I mean, everybody was great. I kept it so, I mean, it was essentially no budget. I kept it so there was, we had talked at one point of having some special effects. We know somebody, and we're going to try to pay him money. You know, they're a legit person that can do this stuff. And we're going to have big special effects for the end, like the wraparound. And we chose against it. So it's very, I mean, pretty much no special effects in mine. It's acting and some makeup and stuff. I reached out and I had a friend who is a cosplayer and costume designer and just like super, super crafty. She created a couple robes for me, like a couple cloaks. And I had another friend create a mask for me that I wore as the quote unquote villain. And the mask is just like amazing and the cloaks are great. And, you know, I kind of gave it my all as the that character and I didn't, you know, did the best I was able to. Luckily, I could improv because I wrote the, you know, the script and it was my movie. I knew what had to, you know, what pieces had to go where and what had to end up where to make sense. I got to cheat that way. So when it was all said and done, like I had more fun kind of editing it. I edited it with Microsoft Movie Maker, which is no longer available. They have it kind of a similar program, but it's not the same. And it's one of those things where it's like, it's funny because it was kind of a free program, but it had a lot more layers to it than you would think, and it was just so easy to use, and like I just loved fooling with it. And I cut it from, you know, 25 down to like I think it's about 21 minutes ish, but I kept cutting and cutting and trying to get it as tight as possible because I it's one of those things where you can feel what's, you know, if you know the story you're trying to tell, you know what you need, what you don't need, and you know. I've watched movies my whole life. You know when you're like, oh, okay, this has gone too long. Like you just feel it. It's something you've got to kind of have a almost an ear, but like an eye for. And you just have to know, and you have to be willing to do it. You have to be willing to, okay, like this has got to go. This has got to go. Like the fun thing is you can put all that kind of as extras. Just like anything else, like, you know, behind the scenes stuff, whatever. And it still has value. It just doesn't necessarily fit the, what you were doing for that core story. Especially with a short film. Short films kind of wear out their welcome very quickly, and you've got to be conscious of that. So I edited it and put that together, and then I needed music, and I'm not musical. So again, I have a friend who's just brilliant. It's the guy that made my mask, and he's a brilliant musician, and I talked to another friend one, you know, before who plays viola, and she was going to do the score, and that just didn't work out. Because I thought that would have been great, just to have that as the score. So my friend came over, he brought a bunch of musical instrument stuff, and he's like, okay, let's do it. And he set up recording stuff, and he is a kind of a mad genius of instrumentation. And he has all these instruments he made and stuff, so he and I just sat here for a couple hours, and made weird music. And I have sampled that for both of my films now, and this, I mean, the sound, the intro and outro for this is from those sessions. I kind of came up with the name Skeleton Kids is what we were, and it's just great. It fit perfectly with the movie, and I love it. The movie is called The Last Halloween, and I you know, I get to love it because I don't look at it as my movie. I look at it as a movie the rest of these folks worked their asses off to make. And I think it's fun. I think it's really fun. My second movie I made last year, called I'm the Door, that one, I decided to use special effects, and that was, I tried to do it all by myself. I ended up shooting more with a friend because I needed two people. I wanted a scene where someone is eviscerated from the inside out. I have a shirt form for, like, retail, so you can put shirts over it. We had it for our convention we've done to show off shirts when we were selling them. So I used that, and I was like, oh, I can do this. So I figured out a blood pack and all this stuff, and, like, I figured out how to do it. And, like, the idea is great. The execution wasn't easy, and it's not amazing. But, again, like, with some friends and, like, you know, I got together. We shot at this guy's, by a friend of mine's house, and he shot some of it when I had to be in it because I'm in it. It's essentially a two-person movie. Two-person movie. We made it work. It wasn't perfect. None of these are perfect. That's the thing. That's what you have to remember. Is it's all hard, but there are free editing programs. Like, there's Creative Commons music out there. It's just you have to know what your limitations are, what your budget is, and don't be crazy. If you've never done this before, keep it simple. You can still do interesting camera shots, if you get a good actor, you can do all kinds of stuff, but, like, it really is in the direction and in the acting, or in the writing, and then, you know, acting enhances those things. If you know how to do lighting, I mean, you can get more creative and more involved. Like, you can do crazy sound effects, music, special effects. Like, there's so many layers you can add to it, but you can get to that stuff in later films. Like everything, it's learning, and it's a process, and it's just kind of what you can do, and then pushing yourself to go a little further. So, I mean, to me, it's like writing. Anybody can do it. It's just having the follow-through, the vision, and the will to see it through. And, you know, I plan on doing a third movie. I've stripped everything way back, so the next one will be just two cast members. So I keep stripping it back. But, I mean, it's fun. It's fun. It's a pain in the neck. But so, you know, all of the arts are. But I hope in some small way, if I can do it, anybody can do it. I wanted to quit making the first movie, like, a million times, because it gets frustrating, but you have to adapt, and you have to keep at it. I finished the movie, and I kept at it, because people had worked their asses off and sacrificed time and effort and had put into this. It wasn't right to not finish it, to me. I don't know if anybody ever appreciated the movie, the first one, last Halloween, as much as I did. I did a premiere, and it kind of was a quiet audience. But I love it. It's just like my first book. My first book I put out, Back from Nothing. It's a warts and all book. It is very, very clunky, but I love it because it's super raw. And there's a truth in that rawness. And without that book, without that beginning, I wouldn't be where I am now. And the same thing with Last Halloween. You know, we grow as we go, as, you know, kind of. So if you have a movie in your head, like, seriously, like, there's resources, there's people, there's you. And sometimes you're all that you need, and you just got to have the will to do it. So I hope that my little story helps. Take care. If you want to find any of my writing or any other just random stuff I do, it's spookychris.com. You take care, and we'll talk soon. Bye.